Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 621 and is sponsored by Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
When knitting attacks, Knits in Space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair,
and start your row. Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And my name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
How's it going this week?
Okay.
Glad to hear it.
How are you?
Most excellent, actually. So, now that we've... How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You're fine?
I mean, I'm pretty good.
All right. I think you're excellent. But anyway, let's get into the knitting. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What have you had on your needles this week?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It feels like nothing.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. It's been a great show.
Actually, it is nothing because socks are my default.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only been working on the two socks, not a pair, two unrelated socks mm-hmm. for Andrew.
They're very big socks, to be fair.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity for doing autopilot knitting.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Have you been doing autopilot knitting while you read, or is that not a thing?
Sometimes it is, but since I've just finished reading Bridgerton, I clasped my phone with both hands,
mm-hmm.
and there was no room
for knitting. All right.
Also, some of it was steamy.
Yeah.
And I was worried about my socks getting felted.
That's the first book. That's The Duke and I.
Yes.
The Bridgerton series is 8 books. So,
and
which you'll find.
Prequels.
Yes.
And I'm thinking I should be reading the prequels now.
No, finish book 1 through 8 and then go back and read the prequels. The pieces all fit together really beautifully. So if you like how Diana Gabaldon writes, then with all of the pieces and ends that that weave together,
mm-hmm.
then you'll really like the Bridgerton books in the order that they appear. And there's sequels and spinoffs and it's very good. I'm working my way through the whole catalog. And by working my way through, I mean tearing my way through them. Because
yeah.
they're quick reads.
I think I read Bridgerton, the Duke and I in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty quick read. All right, so you're mostly reading. I have a little bit of knitting, but nothing finished this week.
Okay.
This.
Well,
what
I'll
is your little bit?
My little bit of knitting is I finished the body on my Tectonic pullover. And I'm knitting that in La Bien Amie's Erin in Amy's sweater, which is this really beautiful silver gray with intensely gorgeous speckles of neon colors. And I finished the body and I'm a good ways down the first sleeve. So that'll be done for next week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you're working on Andrew's socks. Are you working on anything else?
No.
Literally nothing else.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing knitted.
Well, in that case, I will keep going because I have a little bit more. I am past the curved hems, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago, on my worsted sock arms cardigan. And I'm knitting this in Knit Circus Yarns Ringmaster Worsted in We Scare Because We Care for the main color. Mm-hmm. And I'll be using the Monstropolis Gradient for the sleeves. And I'm just working on the straight bit until you get to the shaping. Mm-hmm. So... That's my podcast knitting right this second.
So that's autopilot knitting.
Very much so. It's like 6-7 inches of just stockinette in the round with 3 steek stitches for the front because it's going to be a zippered cardigan instead of a pullover for me because mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. And you mentioned that you're working on your 2 sock. I feel weird just listen to me talk about my knitting. But you did that for a solid year when Genevieve was a baby, so... I will lean on me, and I will carry you.
Thank you.
I like your stitch mark. It's very pretty.
Thank you. Genevieve was noticing. I'm working on the sock arms cardigan right now, And I have a blue dragon from Wee Ones on one side.
Sea wing.
A sea wing. If you read the Wings of Fire series. Oh, two of them are sea wings. Oh. And then I've got lemurs marking my steek stitches.
Lemurs.
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 Wee Ones makes the most adorable stitch markers. They're tiny little animals made out of clay. They're not paying me for this advertisement. I am just an extremely, extremely delighted customer.
I also like to hang them on the little tree that Mom got.
I got a tiny tree on Etsy so that my decorative stitch markers, because I'm taking the Christy Glass thing where she was inspired by a class she took from that interior designer, and they talked about making your hobbies part of your decor. And I'm taking it to level Knitmore, which, if you think about exponential growth, Knitmore growth is if you take exponential growth and throw a lot of glitter on top of it.
So would you say my house is Knitmore decorated?
Absolutely. You've got culturally relevant art. You've got fiber art on the walls that you've done. And
I've got quilts on almost all walls.
Yeah, I would say so.
Not in the parlor.
Not in the parlor. I'm just looking at the art in here because you do have textile art in this room.
I do.
But just not textile art that you made.
No.
You have heirloom textile art.
Yes.
So I got this little tree on Etsy with lots of little branches, and I had Genevieve hang the Wee One stitch markers that I have on the little branches so that we can enjoy them all the time and when I'm working on a project.
They're too small for me to see on the branches.
Well, if I take them off, you can see. And I also put them in little clusters.
So yes. That they are together by animal. And so when I need a stitch marker, I glance over and see who I am in the mood to use.
I have a herd of elephants somewhere.
Yep, there are some elephants on there that are super cute. Anyway, so I'm working on this, and it's going to be... I'm knitting a lot of things I'm really going to enjoy wearing, which feels like a silly thing to say. Like, oh, I'm really going to love wearing this.
It's not.
You don't think so?
No, because if it's true...
Yes, I appreciate where you're going with that. Because I don't knit things typically.
That's an important thing to say, because I like knitting because it keeps my hands busy and it lowers my stress levels generally. Hmm. And not everything I knit I want to wear. Sometimes it's just process.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I could always steal it.
Yes, you could. When you're a little bit bigger, but only a tiny bit.
Good plan.
I like that she's planning ahead. And yes. She's documenting it on the podcast. Anyway, so speaking of things that are ridiculously fun to knit, and I am going to love wearing, I finished... So I mentioned that I'm preview knitting for Ellie Skeinanigans, and this is a sideways knit faded cardigan, and I'm knitting it out of Frost Yarns DK in this extremely saturated rainbow that she dyed a few years back.
Explain saturated rainbow.
So when I was talking to Nicole, because again, the Venn diagram of people I buy from and people I do business with and people who are my friends is basically a circle with small slivers on either side of the Venn diagram. So instead of the center being the small part, it's the edges being the small part.
Okay.
So I sent her a picture, and she said, because I love, this is the thing I love about dyers, is the first thing she said was not, my goodness, what a beautiful sweater. Oh my gosh, I love what you're doing. The first thing she said was, is the lighting off? I remember it being much darker when I dyed it. And I love the candor and the honesty, because that's the thing about your friends. And I was like, yeah, it's miserable lighting. I just took a fast picture on my cell phone to share it with you. But she mentioned that she was trying to get the colors so dark that they were almost black.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And that was the thing. Like, it captured me because it felt like really, really rich gem tones.
Which one is that?
It's the one that's on the dress form right now with the stripies.
I should look at that. It sounds beautiful.
It is beautiful. And it was... So I bought all four of the little gradient sets because I didn't know what I was going to do with them. And they... I don't remember what the weight of each one was, but it felt balanced to me because if I wanted to make a sweater, I could have one bag for each sleeve and two bags for the body of the sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And with this pattern, you do the color planning ahead of time. And it is both a complete delight and utter madness. Because I'm sitting here, it's going to be like 11 billion skeins, or skeins, ends to weave in as I go. And when I say as I go, I mean later. Because I'm so busy ripping through these stripes. So it is simultaneously potato chip knitting and, but not autopilot knitting, even though the knitting itself is very simple. You're paying attention to colors and fades and a little bit of patterning. So for how straightforward it is keeping me completely and utterly engaged. Like, it's definitely not something I could bring over and knit while we're recording.
Okay.
Because my aversion to mini skeins, turns out I just don't like winding them all at one time. And someone else showed me a trick, which I should totally share, and I will right now. You put all your mini skeins on your swift at once, so you don't end up opening and closing and opening and closing. And since they're all the same circumference, as long as they're divided up, It works beautifully. So I've been winding my mini skeins as I go, so when I need them, it's not me sitting there winding 11 billion mini skeins. But on top of that, I've got my little scale out so that I can, because she tells you how to weigh out to pre-plan your stripes if you want them to all be even and beautiful, which I 100% do. And I'm just utterly enamored of it. I'll probably finish the body of that today as well. And then all I have left is seaming up the back, the center back, and doing the collar, and that's finished. So
it has a center back seam?
Because it's side to side from the cuffs in. It's utterly brilliant. There are so many parts to this sweater that I love, and part of me really wants to do it in a self-striping. Yes. So that I can forget about all of the color stuff and just enjoy the shape of it.
Okay.
Because I'm the boss of my knitting, and I'll do what I want.
I guess.
Yes, I'm very excited. That's why I put it on the dress form, so I could enjoy it in its glory. And that is all of my knitting. I've got a couple of things in the hopper that are ready
planning to
go. Yeah, like, so as soon as I finish the test knit for Ellie, or the preview knit for Ellie, I am going to start the test knit for Tina Say. And it's the arbitrary rules of knitting, and as soon as I finish the other one, the Tectonic, I'm going to cast on, I think it's a Golden Horizon by Tina Say, because I was thinking about something I wanted to knit for Stitches this year, and since we didn't have a Stitches this year, I just didn't do it. But what I wanted to talk about test knitting a little bit, if you'll indulge me.
Sure.
So I have been test knitting for a few different folks, and every designer is different. And I'm mostly test knitting for people I know or people whose work I really like or people whose values I share in a way to kind of contribute to helping people who I already like. And I'm noticing the difference in communication styles. I'm noticing the difference in how edited the pattern is before it goes to testers. I'm noticing how the different things that the designers are asking for. So some of them are like, tell me every little breathe here, blink here thing that you want to include, right? And some of them are just like, all you have to do is knit the thing and you don't have to give me any feedback. I just need to know what size you are and what size it is when it's finished and how much ease, and please take a picture, right? And it's just really interesting seeing how these go because like, I finished the Bernie sweater, the $27 sweater by Knitboop, which is not out yet. But I finished it in, like, 2 weeks because it was so much fun to knit. I'm actually considering making a second one in the browns, possibly in handspun, because I think I have enough handspun in my stash to do it in stuff I have already spun. And, like I said, I knit it in, like, 2 weeks. It was a real quick one. So I'm debating doing a second one because it was so much fun. But anyway. Yes, baby?
Could it be for me?
You want me to make you a tiny Bernie Sanders sweater?
Yes.
I could. Do you want it in the browns or the same color as mine?
Browns.
Okay. For you, I will do that. You will be your own Bernie meme. So it's just really an interesting process seeing how differently everyone does it.
Mm-hmm.
And because right now I am a prolific knitter at this moment in my life, but I wasn't before. It's really interesting when you see people who are like, wait, what do you mean you're finished with it? I haven't even gotten my yarn yet. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or with the Tina Say one, how people are well into the sweater. And I messaged, because someone else is like, I haven't even started it yet. And people are already like really making progress. And so I said, well, I'm finishing a test knit this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm planning on starting it the instant I finish the knitting on the test knit I'm on. So it was one of those things where the test knitters, I really like being able to communicate with other test knitters to see where they are. And there was like a chart thing with the Bernie pattern that I caught while I was working on that. And it just, it's very fun. And
chart thing?
There was an error in the chart, in the color chart.
Oh.
And that's part of what test knitters do is you mm-hmm. say like, is this correct or is this not correct? Yes, baby. I know. So I'm just really enjoying seeing how all the different people work and getting to work on stuff that's interesting and new and different. So that's about it for test knitting. All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Before we get into the meat of In Stitches, I wanted to mention, as a complete side note, I was checking my email this morning and I'm on the Infinite Twist mailing list because I do like to know when new things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you have no intention of being enabled by Kate over at Infinite Twist, the newsletter is a delight. And her writing style is great. And I've talked about stuff that she's mentioned in her newsletter before, like curating your collection so you don't have old tea sitting around, and comparing her yarn stash to her tea collection and things like that. But today's thing was about switching dye sources because her dye distributor became less reliable.
Dependable, okay.
And the line that has stuck with me all day is, the concept of orange seems to be rather fungible.
Fungible?
Fungible. So if you haven't subscribed to Kate's Infinite Twists mailing list or newsletter, you absolutely should, because it is riotously funny and just well thought out. And I will scan most people's newsletters, but I read the Infinite Twist ones. So anyway, so Mom, what has had you in stitches this week?
So there's the usual. I'm wearing socks that I bought the yarn.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we were working at the yarn store.
Many years ago.
And so that's a constant. And actually, I haven't been wearing my Knitmore cowl because it's in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
And also my wristers are in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have enough socks to wash that I can do a whole load just socks.
Hmm.
And they are all going to be in lingerie bags, so mm-hmm. nothing escapes.
That's fair.
So what have I been wearing? I've been using the pointed furs shawl.
Mm-hmm.
I wore the Carly sweater that just after all these years finally had the zipper.
Mm-hmm. Installed
properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore the Mishka sweater.
Yeah.
And I really like that. But I think it's not quite finished. And okay. I'll talk about that later.
All right. Genevieve, you said you had a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you could do a cabinet like Mom's, except all socks.
A clear sock drawer?
Yes.
I love it.
Don't you know, I need to show you where I keep my socks, and they're in bins in my walk-in closet where I get to enjoy them, and I can pick what color I want real easy. So, already done, but thank you. Good idea anyway.
It is a good idea, yeah. All right, Genevieve, what have you been wearing this week? Or the last 2 weeks, because you weren't on last week.
Yeah. Last week, I wore my zebra socks. I had to roll them down because they kept slipping down, and that annoys me.
Okay. Oh, the ones I made for you, darling?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
I wore my Hogwarts socks. I wore my Anna cardigan. You also made my Hogwarts socks for me, and I thank you for that.
You're most welcome.
I wore my Hearthstone. I wore my Kit Kat hat. I wore my Sweet Impeachment hat. I was trying on hats. Just
playing?
Yeah, for the walk.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have known because you put them all away.
Yeah, I did. I wore the socks made out of the yarn called Sunny Day.
Mm-hmm.
I wore my squirrel sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I wore my beanie.
The Hogwarts beanie?
The beanie.
Oh, the beanie you made. Okay.
And I think the Hogwarts is a hat.
So what? Yeah, okay.
I wore my Oliver sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good for cold mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I wore my color block pullover. I wore my Burberry cardigan, and I wore my pain sweater.
The one that Uncle Kevin drank?
Yes.
And now it's yours?
Yes.
Yes. I see. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. And today, to add to it, when I was running out of the house and it was freezing cold, I grabbed a sweater that was a gift from a friend. One of my friends knit, I think this is a Stephen West sweater, the bubble pullover, and it's in orange and white, and it is utterly stunning.
It's beautiful.
And my friend was going to, thank you, my friend was going to rip it out, and I said, don't rip it out, because they were going to re-knit it from scratch.
Why?
Because they wanted to run a strand of mohair along with the body. Because the cuffs have mohair run along with it. Mohair and silk, it looks like.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? And it adds just a little tiny bit of halo and quite a lot of warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, well, I think I'll just re-knit it from nothing. And I was like, no, let me send you money. And you send me a sweater and you just re-knit it from nothing without destroying this beautiful sweater. And it's, if it's like a boyfriend sweater, which I love, a little bit of room.
Ease.
Yes, a little bit of ease, but it also goes past my bottom, so it's like a tunic length on me, so it's perfect.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, it's utterly lovely. It's orange, it's white, and I am loving wearing it. So,
that is... It also looks beautiful on you, so...
Well, my friend is a really great knitter. Look at how beautifully this collar is done.
I know.
Oh, it's a really wow. beautiful turned hem, and just beautifully executed, so I could totally pull this off as one of mine. It's that good. Did you...
Okay.
Sometimes I'm insufferable, and by sometimes I mean always. So let's move
taking
on.
Taking credit for somebody else.
Could you even imagine how terrible that would be? I never would do that, by the way. All right. Are we good?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our Project Bags, Totes, and Hook and Needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events are we participating in the near future?
So, the Knit Girls Fail Along is ongoing. I think we should subscribe to their Patreon, because I think that's a Patreon thing.
Okay.
So we can enjoy that too.
You know, I've noticed the Patreon app makes it really easy. Because once I added it on my phone instead of just doing it on my computer, it's like so easy to add to Patreons. So
okay.
Yes, and we'll link to their Patreon in the show notes.
Excellent plan.
What else have we got going?
Stash Dash will commence in May.
Which is also a Knit Girls thing.
Yes.
I feel like we're just ripping them off this segment. We're purloining with love. Thank goodness Leslie and Laura love us.
We're stealing. Yes. You're saying we're stealing all their stuff?
I feel like we're piggybacking on it. At the worst, we're riding their glorious coattails.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. What else have we got coming up?
2020 Summer Olympics will begin on Friday, July 23rd, 2021.
So we've got a Summer Olympics, which means we'll have a Ravalenic Games again.
Why did I think they were in Tokyo?
I think I saw that it was in Tokyo.
It's in Tokyo.
I don't know. I need to double check. I just Googled and asked. I asked the Googles when the if there were Summer Olympics this year. And there are. Hmm. And I've got the dates.
And the Tour de Fleece starts in July?
Nope.
It doesn't start in July. My notes say July, but it's really Saturday, June 26, 2021, to Sunday, July 18th. 2021.
So theoretically, if you spin for a project during Tour de Fleece, you have 5 days in between when Tour de Fleece ends and when the Ravalenics begin to make your Ravalenic project. So you could theoretically spin a sweater and knit a sweater between the Tour de Fleece and between the Ravalenics.
That's smart.
Thank you. I've done it before.
So I'm thinking I still would like to watch the French countryside.
I'll set it up on your TV so you can.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it'll be easy. All right, is that it?
Yeah, I think the kids will riot if I take over your TV for
the whole
Tour de Fleece.
Tour de Fleece, yeah, but not the Olympics because the kids were into that last time.
Oh, excellent.
I think we had to sign up for Hulu. What premium? Maybe that was for Shark Week. I will find out and let people know. It was Shark Week. Yeah. We'll splurge for Shark Week. I'll put Shark Week on our events as well. Sound good?
Plan.
All right, let's move on to the next segment.
For Mother Knows Best, I have a sage piece of advice. That doesn't make sense. Anyway, read or watch something that makes you laugh until you cry. And my notes say Ali Brosh, and I don't know who Ali Brosh is.
I can answer that question.
Excellent.
Ali Brosh is the woman who wrote Hyperbole and a Half, and she also wrote Solutions and Problems, the sequel to that book.
Mm-hmm.
I've read both of them.
Are you going to take over this segment and tell everyone about this book and why you would recommend it? These books?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I would recommend the first one, Hyperbole and a Half, because, well, it's very funny, and it will make you laugh until you cry.
What kind of book is it? Is it stories?
It's stories about her life that will make you laugh until you cry.
Why did I think it was, like, cartoons?
It's like a graphic novel.
Yeah. And she kind of draws things ugly.
Okay.
On purpose.
On purpose. And she's very good at doing creepy.
Yeah?
Yeah, she is. There are a few stories I will recommend. I will just say the names. In Hyperbole and a Half, I would recommend The God of Cake and The Parrot.
Okay.
Now I'm going to talk about the Solutions and Problems book. It is the sequel, and it's basically the same thing as the first book, except it's different stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories I will recommend are The Bucket,
mm-hmm.
The Pile Dog, Part 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
What are they about?
Is it just stuff that's happened to her and it's kind of funny?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat, I think.
And the cat?
The cat's very good.
So when you recommend a book, sometimes we tell people if there's content warnings or trigger warnings, and you mentioned that she talks about some sad stuff in this book,
too. She does. She talks about her sister's death in one chapter, and it's very sad.
Okay, so you want to warn people that they do talk about death.
Yes.
Okay. So I thought of this Mother Knows Best because I was sitting and working on one of my pieces in the rocking chair, and Genevieve was cackling on the couch, just like rolling all over the couch laughing while she was reading.
I was.
And I thought, we all need a little bit of that, particularly right now. It feels like, I don't know if we're at the home stretch of the pandemic or what, but it kind of feels like The numbers are coming down as far as infections are concerned. More people are getting vaccinated. And we need that relief. And we're really lucky that we have very funny people in our bubble. And at least once a week, everyone is at the table and we're all just chatting and laughing and having a good time. And this isn't just Ali Brash that we're recommending. I wanted to recommend the bloggess. Her blog has been riotously funny. She also has content and trigger warnings for mental illness and things like that. But I'll link to the post she wrote about Beyonce the Chicken, which is the first one I ever read of hers. And there are stand-up comedians who are very funny. I love Patton Oswalt. He makes me weep. It's so funny. And he doesn't punch down, which is something I also particularly like. Things like on Twitter, like the Second World War letters, which we read at dinner, and we took turns reading them while we were eating, they were really funny. Or the Bernie memes. That was the first time. The Bernie memes were the first time I'd heard Sam laugh in probably 4 years. Like, really, really belly laughing. So I have to say, whatever it takes to get that giggle, get it. Do it.
Can we get the Asterix and Obelix series?
In English? Probably.
Well, they also have a lot of Latin in it. And with all the Harry Potter Genevieve has been reading, I think it would appeal to her.
Excellent. All right. So this week for Mother Knows Best.
Read or watch something that makes you laugh.
Until you cry.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 picture-perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly.
It's when knitting attacks.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Let's talk about your knitting. Attacks.
So it's not really an attack. I put on the Mishka sweater and it's really comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And the directions say to close it with a shawl pin. And I tried that and it doesn't make me happy. Now, this is a beautiful sweater. I enjoyed knitting it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't enjoy fumbling it together with a pin.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a diagonal opening.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at it and we fiddled with it. And we decided that what I really like is a zipper.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like a zipper would fit.
Mm-hmm.
But it will.
Yeah, I lined it up on mom and said zipper starts here and goes up to here. The end.
Yes. And if I don't want it to close it all the way up, then part of the zipper and front can flop over and it'll be a different style. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
So that is, I have a sewing attack, but not a knitting attack.
So let's talk about installing the zipper really fast.
Yes.
Because you knit this sweater how many years ago? Several? More than five?
More than five.
Okay, let's just call it more than five.
Okay.
And is it ever too late to put a zipper in something?
I don't see why it would be too late.
So, even though you finished the knitting and the finishing years ago,
mm-hmm.
you can, this is not really for you, in case you're wondering. I'm talking to the door frame.
You.
The general you.
Yes.
But like this way, if someone wears something and they're like, you know, I just don't like how this is working and I really wish it had a closure.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late to add a closure. If you have leftover yarn and you wanted to add, if you wanted to add buttons and a button band, that would be a different story. But a zipper, you can add after the fact, easy peasy,
yep.
Lemon squeezy.
And you don't need any extra yarn.
Nope. I mean, you could. If you wanted to add a zipper facing, but you absolutely don't have to. So, is that it for your knitting attacks?
Yeah, I think once I sew on the zipper, I'll be wearing it much more. And the Carly, that I finally put on a zipper into
mm-hmm.
and finished it, I like wearing it now.
Isn't it so good with the zipper?
It makes a big difference. I can zip it and be comfortable, and every part I want to be warm is warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to fuss with it and struggle with it.
Which makes a big difference.
And pull it closed over my chest.
Yeah.
So, yes, this was a good idea.
And I suggested getting one that's kind of edgy looking, because it'll look like a motorcycle jacket if you add kind of a toothy, edgy, metally looking zipper to it. A cool zipper is what I suggested.
Excellent plan.
All right, so now we just have to find one. All right, let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes.
This week for Knits in Space, Mom is going to talk a little bit about going to go get her first COVID vaccine.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, go.
So, last Monday, we had an appointment in the afternoon for a COVID vaccine, and trying to find a location that actually had the vaccine was...
They had vaccines, they just didn't have appointments.
Yes, well, so you found an appointment for me in Gilroy.
Mm-hmm.
And Gilroy, it's a half-hour drive, more or less.
45 minutes to an hour.
45 minutes, okay. Well, it's past the outlets.
Yes, just past, though.
So I put on some lipstick because nobody was gonna see that. Did I put on lipstick?
No, you didn't put
I
on lipstick.
I don't know. No. So
you put on makeup, though, because we
were
going out.
Yes.
We aired you out. We took you down to the tower for a little bit. Rapunzel, Rapunzel.
Yes.
Put on your seatbelt.
I get so excited every time I can go to the hospital because I get out of the house.
Yep.
And what did we do on the drive, Lovey?
On the drive there, we just chatted.
We recorded
live. On the way home, we did a live. On the way there, we were just chit-chatting.
Yes. Well, that was excellent.
Always. So we got there, and Mom had an appointment for like 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
But since we got there early, they let us in early because nobody else was there. And we were like 40 minutes early for our appointment. So because Mom has some allergies to meds, they wanted us to sit for half an hour instead of 5 minutes to make sure that she didn't have any reactions, mm-hmm. which is fine. We had knitting, we had books. We were good. We're built to wait.
Yes.
And the shot was fine.
I got to tell him which arm I wanted it in.
Mm-hmm.
And he pinched the muscle
mm-hmm.
and held it in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
And I never look while they're injecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And he jabbed me and it was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't pain. It was uncomfortable being pinched.
Yeah.
But it was okay.
And then when we were done waiting, we hopped in the car,
mm-hmm.
and on the way back, we did an Instagram Live, and Mom talked about Persian New Year and the celebration and the lead up and how you decorate and the significance of the things on the half scene, and it was just really fun, and we only dropped the phone a couple of times.
Yes, we did.
Because this is new to all of us, and Mom's treat that she chose for exactly that day was?
Decaf. Vanilla latte, because that is comfort food.
It is. And so we had just a delightful time. How are you feeling? So Mom got the Moderna vaccine. I feel like this is like, oh, Which handbag are you carrying? Oh, I'm carrying a Moderna, you know? Oh, you? No, I've got the Johnson & Johnson's. Oh, me? No, I'm AstraZeneca. It's very interesting. So mom is scheduled. They were very efficient in getting her scheduled out for her next appointment. And then after that, we're going to continue social distancing, but mom doesn't have to be under such serious lock and key anymore. She can go, she gets to be where the people are, socially distancing and wearing masks and observing safe protocols.
One layer of bubble wrap done.
Just one layer of bubble wrap is off.
Yes.
So, exactly. So yeah, that's, is there anything else you'd like to share?
My arm hurts.
Okay, well, ice too again.
And it's a good thing I had them do it on my left shoulder because
your right hand is your slapping arm?
I sleep on my right shoulder.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. All right. That's it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. Mother Dearest.
Lovey.
Let's talk about your sewing.
So classes at Kanyada continue, and the classes are recorded while they're happening. On Zoom, and then the teacher sends the recording to all the people who are registered for the class.
Oh, excellent.
And I really like that. It makes life easier. And she was talking about it, and she likes it also because, you know, if you had classes with something that is so hands-on, there are always people who are pushing to the front so they can record, and then the people in the back of the class can't see.
Yeah. You mean doing it themselves on their phones as opposed to one person setting up a camera so everyone can
benefit. This really works for me. And I think we have an out-of-state student.
Mm-hmm. That's what you mentioned.
That can never happen.
With strictly in-person. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I really like that. And turns out she sent out a video.
And you missed it?
That needed to be watched, and I missed it.
Whoops.
So I spent better part of yesterday morning working on your sloper, the master pattern. And I sewed in a zipper, and I sewed a sleeve, and I took out my big carbon paper, which is
36 inches,
almost a yard long,
and
not wide enough for folded fabric. And I put one layer on the bottom, I put my muslin on, I put the other layer on top, and then I put the pattern on top.
It seems to have worked beautifully.
And I took my tracing wheels and ran over the lines. And that gives you an exact copy.
Yeah, it's really slick.
Yes. Except I missed that the dart needed to be moved. Everybody else had a bust dart coming out to the underarm, and I hadn't moved the dart because I hadn't watched the video. Also, she said it was too tight.
In the bust, I needed more ease.
Yeah. So I will watch the video.
I'm going to be honest with you. Part of me is like, does it need more ease because it needs more ease, or did I build in less ease by eating quite a lot of baklava this week?
How much baklava did you eat?
More than you. The right amount for me.
Because you said I could only have two.
That's true. So I ate more than two. That's your answer.
Did mommy turn into a sugar demon after she ate our sweets?
Kind of.
I had baklava crumbs all over my face.
Yeah.
And honey dripping from my chin. Anyway, so part of me was like, oh, I hope I'm not tanking mom's moulage class.
Actually, when I did the last sloper, the teacher said that you have room to go up or down 10 pounds.
Okay. Well,
so,
all right.
It should be comfortable, and eating dinner or having an extra dessert shouldn't throw off all the measurements.
That's fair.
So.
Acceptable.
So, yeah. And Kanyada is going to be online in the fall, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what classes I'm going to take.
Mm-hmm.
And after I sign up and get in, I will let everybody else know what I'm taking. And taking two classes per semester does not work for me.
So you're a one-class girl?
Yeah.
Got it. One-class woman.
One class at a time.
Yep.
I used to do a full load when I was a young'un.
Yeah. You can go at a more leisurely pace.
Yeah.
What do you have to prove? You're not in a race. This isn't a competition. They're not going to throw you out of community college if you don't do it fast enough.
No, and I'm going to sign up for a degree.
A certificate.
A certificate.
Mm-hmm. A certificate program.
A certificate program, because that is important for the school's funding.
Mm.
So, although what difference it makes, I don't know, but that is neither here nor there.
It's not going to cost you any extra, and you're not required to do anything you don't want to do.
And if it helps them, even better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about it. And the classes that are recorded, it helps a lot.
Because mm-hmm. then you can review them at your own leisure.
I was talking about it to the teacher, and I said, I can go at my own pace, and invariably, every lecture, I miss something or do something wrong,
mm-hmm.
and I can't have the whole class wait for me. That is really not comfortable. But when it's recorded, I can go back. I can listen while she's talking,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day, go back and watch it. And when we get to the spot where I missed it, I can pause and do this step and then do the next step and have it perfect.
Brilliant.
And not be frantic.
For sure.
So.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Nick Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's show notes can be found in this week's show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Pandora Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, everywhere as Knit More Girls. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
We also have a Ravelry group where you can follow us if it continues to be a safe website for you to use. Remember,
this is Genevieve,
Jasmine,
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.